When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch.
Hello!
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Batch Bitch.
I saw a meme and it was podcast bingo.
Yeah.
And it was just like roasting podcasts.
Yeah.
And one of them was This Is, and then the title. So I thought we could do that and hit as many of them as we can.
What the fuck? Of course, every show says this is. That's not a roast. That's called an introduction. I hate them. Whoever did that, fuck you. What, do you want us to come into the podcast and just be like, ba-da, ba-da, ba-da? Anyway, this week on The Bachelorette, this thing. No. Okay. We've got to introduce ourselves. Who, what, when, where, why. That's how things work. Get over it.
All right. Who? Name and down. We covered that already. What? Batch Bitch. We covered that already.
Mm-hmm.
When?
Right now, 2018, November.
Okay.
Where? Naomi's apartment.
Yes.
Why? Fuck if I know. I've bought wine over, so.
We're going to be drunk.
We might have.
I'm already in a fucking weird mood.
Me
just
too.
At work today, I just talked so much shit and then I fell asleep in a meeting.
Did you fall asleep after? Like, had somebody, did they drug you so that you would fall asleep? They're like, she's talking way too much shit. I need to knock her out.
No, I fell asleep first because I get weird after a nap. So this is me post-nap, but yeah, with wine.
I hate naps.
Yeah, they make me feel weird. I'm just glad because sometimes I wake up from a nap and it just makes me a bigger bitch.
Yeah.
And I'm just really mad at everyone. It's the time when I least want to exist.
Yeah.
Until I watch The Bachelorette 2018.
Oh boy.
What a nightmare.
What a nightmare. This
is. I'm sorry, I have to flag something you said before the podcast.
Yeah.
Which is that your boyfriend said he used to think he was an introvert.
Yes.
But he's now realized he's just an extrovert with very high standards.
Yes. 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 And I think you can agree. He does have very high standards.
Yeah.
Because I am great.
I agree because he likes me. So I feel fine about it.
I think that's good. The funniest and probably one of the most ridiculous things a person can say. And that's what I like about him. He's a ridiculous man.
He is. He is absurd. Another sip of wine. Fuck, white wine. It makes me feel like such a white woman.
Okay.
Like, what? Just like white women drinking white wine in the sun.
What other alcohols would make you feel like different races?
Beer makes me feel like one of the boys.
Yeah.
Red wine, no effect.
No, I thought that would have made you feel Italian because Mark says that he loves red wine. And I was like, well, you're always saying he's always talking about being Italian.
So. Well, that is true. Every time I take a sip of wine, of red wine, I go, Mamma mia. Saw that coming a mile away.
Very good. Yeah. I saw the moment you thought it in your head. Though, so yeah. You look up. And yeah. I was like, very good. She's going to do it.
And you were like halfway through a sentence. And I was like, I'll just wait this one out until she's done talking.
Oh, I see you do that all the time.
And then it's my turn. Yum, yum, yum. Alcohol time. I feel weird today. I know I've already said that. It's fine. Danielle sprung. She was like, let's do it tonight. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. I was like, I need to do it now. I just watched the episode and I need to talk about it right now.
Oh my God. The CEO of my company texted me last night and was just like, Charlie's such a mansplainer. And I was like, yes,
is he
queen.
A man?
Yeah. Okay. But he's red leaning. Right. Okay.
Okay.
He's a feminist. It's fine. So, all right, let's get started with season 4, episode 9, which, mm-hmm. to be honest, who cares?
Yep.
The first thing I've written is capital letters. I'm not paying attention. I want to play my video game because I got a new video game and it's very good.
Don't forget, Naomi's a nerd. Gamey girl.
I'm not a nerd. I'm a hot gamer girl. That's my brand.
She's a nerd. She is a big nerd.
Yeah, but I'm like a hot nerd you
want
to fuck.
Do you want me to take a photo of you right now?
Yes.
Oh, huh? God. Oh, sorry, God, I need
dry shampoo.
I mean, I think we'll all agree that this is exactly what hot gamer girl looks like. When you Google hot gamer girl, this is what comes up.
Oh my God, that's horrifying. For those listening at home and not in the studio with us, I'm wearing grey track pants, a grey jumper. I've got a little half up, half down, a little top knot going on, and my hair is just sort of standing of its own accord up, mm-hmm. Because I haven't washed it in days and I don't have any dry shampoo, and I look like shit. And I ran out of time to shower this morning, so I just got a wet face washer and rubbed my armpits.
Yuck.
You are disgusting. Well, I cleaned them. But that's just who I am. Okay, wait, Danielle's got a comment.
Did you see that I stopped for, I like held into my nose and then I was like, oh wait, no, you got told not to do this. And this then is, you noticed.
This is the third podcast you've been sick for.
No.
Can you please stop?
I'm not sick. I have horrific hay fever at the moment because the pollen is insane.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Less people dying this year, I think, though. So that's good.
Today, I nearly passed out in the bathroom because Jono's bathroom was disgusting. And so I went to the shops.
What, just because it's dirty?
Yeah. No, I didn't. No, I passed out. Nelly passed out because of the bleach. Because they don't have a mop at their house. And so I scrubbed the entire bathroom floor on my hands and knees with bleach. And I went to the shops and got like one of those like silver scourers. And I was like, I need to scrub this. This is making me feel gross. So I did that for like 2 hours.
Great.
Yeah, and then my throat started to hurt and close over and I was like, okay, well, you need to get out of here for a second.
Did you have much ventilation or?
No, no. The fan in there was not working.
Okay. Maybe next time use vinegar.
Vinegar is not going to do anything to their bathtub.
Oh my God, my mum, literally anytime I'm like, I need some sort of chemical, she's like, use vinegar. I wash my hair with it. I wash the bathtub with it. I feed it to my kids. Just use vinegar.
Vinegar is great. It is wonderful. It is perfect for putting in the mop bucket and mopping the...
The mop bucket?
The mop bucket and mopping the... hardwood floors. Okay. It is not good for scrubbing the bathroom floor of two adult men's disgusting bathroom.
Yeah.
That shit needs bleach.
Yes.
I always feel like whenever I clean their bathroom, it's not that I need to clean their bathroom, it's that it gets to a point where I'm like, you guys aren't getting the cleaner in for a while and this needs to be done.
Cleaner? They have a cleaner?
Yeah, because... Jono doesn't.
Oh,
Jono doesn't
the cleaner. Jono, I'm a rich boy. I'm so fancy. I want to clean my own bathroom. Oh, I'm such high standards for my friends. Oh, I'm so funny and so talented, and I'm so good at impressions. Is this good or is this bad? Is this bad content?
We'll cut it.
This will be a 10-minute pod.
Let's get into the podcast.
All right. They have their last group date and they're wearing lederhosen and they're going and they get in the car and it's clearly the car that's being advertised in the show. I didn't clock what car it actually was, but it can receive a text and read it out. Yep, so.
But also it reads the text badly.
Yeah, it does. Allie X. Because
she had jokes in it too.
Oh.
I think she had like a...
Well, the car butchered it, didn't it?
I can't remember what it was, but there was like a joke about the word beer or something in it. I can't remember. And I don't care about it. Yeah, I hated this because this whole episode didn't need to exist. Everybody knew who was going to go home this episode. The only person who's never had a single date.
Who we've seen Daniel.
For 2 minutes on stage, on TV.
Yeah. So they're playing like a game. They have to throw pretzels. It's like Wheel of Fortune mixed with horseshoes mixed with pretzels.
Yeah.
In which you throw a pretzel at a wheel that's in front of you with a bunch of pegs.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it a wheel? I don't know. It doesn't spin.
Nope.
There's no reason for it to be a wheel. I don't understand the point. So, you had to throw it, and then if you missed, you got a second chance card and you got to do something. I don't think a single person got a pretzel on a stick.
No. It was impossibly hard. Nobody got a pretzel on a stick. Unless they were in reaching distance to be able to put it over the stick with their own hands.
Yes. This was boring and I hated it. They kept getting cards that they got to put sauerkraut on each other's heads. I don't understand the point of that. Who wins?
I thought that was very funny when Charlie put sauerkraut on Bill's head, and then Todd, he got a card, which meant he got to give the sauerkraut to somebody else, and they got to put it on somebody's head. So he chose Bill, and then Bill put it on Charlie's head, and then Charlie did not respond the same way Bill responded, where Bill responded with like a, haha, now I smell like sauerkraut, yuck. And then Charlie responded with, what the fuck, I'm gonna fucking kill you sometime, you dirty fucking prick. That was what it looked like he was thinking. And I don't like Bill by any means.
No.
But Jesus Christ, Charlie is a serial killer.
Yes, he is. And then after they pour sauerkraut on each other, and they have to play another game where they have to hold a bunch of beers. It's Oktoberfest themed, by the way.
Because Ali is German.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, she said they do Christmas on Christmas Eve like Germans.
Nah, that's fucked up and I hate it.
You're in Australia now.
Different to me? Not on. Have it on Christmas Day like everyone else or get the fuck out. Nah, that'd be good for Christmases because you could spend Christmas Eve at one family and then Christmas Day at another.
That would be perfect.
God knows I have a fucking nightmare at Christmas because both Mark and my parents are divorced.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Yep. And it's tense. Who gets Christmas lunch? I don't know.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I didn't live near my family.
I like my family. But, you know, to each their own. Okay. And then they have to do kind of like a blindfolded egg and spoon race, but with beer. Does that make sense?
And it involves how many beers you can carry and not spilling any of the beers.
Yeah, so you have to hold like, what's like 10 beers or something they have to try and hold at once.
Well, you can choose as many as you want, which is why Charlie does not do well, because Charlie thinks he can carry more than everybody else.
Yes.
Whereas if he had been like, this seems like a reasonable amount and it's not too heavy, it seems like if I go for this amount I won't spill as much, you know, like what Bill did. Bill carried like, I don't know, it doesn't matter. He didn't spill any, but he chose to carry the least amount out of all the boys, and that's why he won.
Oh, that's, he's smart.
Yeah,
see, Charlie So they're blindfolded. They have to go around a bunch of tables and then Ali has to direct them. And then when it came to Charlie's turn, Ali kept mixing up her left and right. And she, you could tell Charlie was so mad at her, but he's so trying angry. To like play it cool and be like, haha, this doesn't matter. I'm a chill guy. I can have fun, which is what she's like at the start. She's like, I'm just looking for people who can have fun. And yeah. then he's like, yeah, I'm having fun. Pretty unfair though. How my directions weren't as good as everyone else's. So yeah, that was pretty unfair, but I've had a good time. And I'm fine.
I had a feeling that she was doing it on purpose to like test him. Because
I hope so.
She's always talking about fun Charlie and then like weird Charlie. She's like, I like fun Charlie. And then she's like, I don't like psychopath Charlie. Yeah.
No one does, babe. Just take neither. That's fine. But yeah, so Charlie, yeah, got taken to Melbourne and back. That's what he said. Shut the fuck up.
I hate every joke he makes. I hate every word he says.
Yeah, me too. God, he's trying so hard not to be mad. Anyway, Bill wins, and then they get to go on. She's like, the winner.
Date.
Yeah, the winner will be the person who can drink the most beers. Ha ha. No, just kidding. The winner is the person who can have the most fun, and then the person who wins the challenge wins the date. So it's like, okay, so it was about winning the challenge, not about having fun. But that's fine. A Deliveroo date. Mm-hmm. Where they just order Deliveroo.
Yep.
And they eat it.
Beautiful, romantic.
I actually would love that date, to be honest.
They also got German food. Again, because it's German. And I was like, you're in the middle of the fucking country. There's no way you even have Deliveroo there. There is not a man on a bicycle coming 400 kilometers to you.
The food will not get there hot. So she's like... All these people have been telling me not to believe anything Bill says. All these people being only Charlie, who sometimes I feel like is going to punch a wall, but that's fine. I'm not paying attention anymore. But the one thing I picked up was that she was like, do you actually have a plan to move to Adelaide or are you just saying that? And he said, I will sell my business.
Yeah, and that's when I was like, bollock, you're not selling your business. He talked about selling his business, moving there, working for somebody else for a few years to make contacts and then starting another one again. People don't do that for somebody who they've met for 2 months.
But she's pretty hot. She has pretty big boobs. I know what men are like, Danielle. They want big boobies. I've known it since I was in year 8 and it hasn't changed, okay? Anyway, who cares? I think they kiss. Does he get a rose? No,
I don't think so. I don't think we're getting any more roses now.
No, because it's too late in the game. You can't give anything away.
Yeah.
So then we have a single date with Tate.
Yeah. Ali is looking to be reassured by Tate.
Yeah, because weirdly, she was the one who said, I'm falling for you, which is the opposite of the rules of the show. But I like that. She's breaking rules, you know. This is like women's suffrage, the next step.
That's right. The next step is to go on The Bachelorette.
And tell the boys you love them.
Move over,
Susan B. Anthony. Do you know who that is?
No.
She fought for the suffragette movement. And then I didn't really know who she was until I saw on Twitter the other day that she was like, people were like talking about like, woo, go her, and they like go to pay respects at her grave on like election day in America. But it turns out she was like, I'm completely paraphrasing, but it was something like, I will die before I like let an N-word vote. It was like,
oh my God.
That's like, yeah, no, don't like.
Sorry.
But yeah, all these like women are like, yes.
Oh, feminism. I hate that.
Yeah, problematic to say the least. Oh, well. Anyway, so that's Ali, I guess. Oh, my God. Cut that out. That's so rude of me.
I thought, so this date they go, Ali and Tate, they go to a little swimming rock pool, have a swim.
Yeah.
Then they have a pash for like 4 hours and then they do Naomi's worst ever idea of a date, which is questions.
Nightmare.
Nomi's best idea for a date, Deliveroo and video games.
Hell yeah, man. Fuck yeah. Yeah, Mark and I just sat on the couch and gamed next to each other the other night. It was sick.
It's nice to sit next to each other without talking.
I love that. Yeah, so they were the questions on a balloon?
Yeah, I think they were sort of like attached to the string of the balloon.
So they had to pull the balloon in a bit, get a question, pull the balloon in a bit more.
Yeah.
Seemed like could have just had them on the ground.
Yeah, in some sort of like box or just on a laminated piece of paper.
Yeah. But that was cute.
Yeah, the balloons looked very sparse in the shot. It was like, yeah, okay, there's six balloons tied together and they're red. Not even like, why not do one big love heart balloon? I don't know, because The Bachelor, I feel like it's just like, at least that goes with the theme. Yeah. These are just weird red balloons. What if kind the of set makes me feel like it's up.
What if the set it? Designer Sorry. Is listening to this and then just crying because we've roasted them so much and they're doing their best?
I'd be like, oh my God, get alive.
I want to say something, but I don't know if I can.
Say it and we'll cut it out.
I know someone who worked in costumes for a certain show and they told me how do I do this without getting them in trouble? But they don't even work in that industry anymore. I feel like it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you it.
Okay, and then just tell me it.
And then if they say, no, you can't do that, then I'll just
cut it out.
Then you can cut the whole thing out. Okay, they used to work on Dancing with the Stars when Pauline Hanson was on it. And every time they had to like work on Pauline Hanson's costume, they would glue like a big gem like right in an uncomfortable spot in the crotch.
That's fine.
So she would always be annoyed by it. They never saw anything from it, but they just That's always funny. Put one in a really annoying spot. And I was like, that is activism.
That is good.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It is funny. Anyway, so they're pulling these questions down and I didn't catch the first few questions.
Oh, I didn't care about any of them until we got to the like.
No, there was one where like it would have been like, what's your fear or something? And then it was like Tate said never finding love. And then Ali's like, hearing Tate say that he's afraid he'll never find love is shocking. I've never thought I wouldn't find love.
Yeah, I was like, that's your fucking problem.
Oh, Ali.
Jesus Christ. Yeah,
But that's honest. I've never thought I wouldn't find love.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'll find it.
One of the questions that she had, this is Ali's whole problem, is she's got this ridiculous time frame in her mind. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions was, are you open to being engaged by the end of the year?
Mm.
Which I know this was filmed a few months ago, but still. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What this would have been filmed, yeah, like what, 3 months ago maybe?
It could have been even earlier than that. I don't know about this year, but I know in the past they've actually filmed The Bachelorette before The Bachelor.
Okay.
But then they released The Bachelor first, which is kind of annoying for The Bachelorette because you got to hide your relationship for like 8 months or something like that.
Still. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
This is insane. Yes. By the end of the year, even if it was filmed at the start of the year, that's still less than a year before you're engaged.
Yeah, she just has to stop. She's putting these like really rigid like lines in the sand, really, for her partner. And it's like you can't go into a relationship being like, this is the rule. You're basically Yvonne.
Yeah.
With your five kids.
Also, I mean, like, just because somebody doesn't want to be engaged by the end of the year does not mean that they don't have undying love for you.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's quite normal for people to have reservations for, like, years of a relationship to be like, well, I mean, I don't know if I'm ready to get engaged yet because we've been together for 2 or 3 years, but also the rest of my life is a long time and I'm scared of potentially doing that. And she's like, nah, now or never. I'm like,
we don't even like, we don't know Tate that well. What if he's like a radical feminist and he thinks that marriage is a patriarchal construct in which women are basically sex slaves and he doesn't want to enter into that because he respects her too much?
Ali would be like, fuck off with your notions. I want to get married.
I want the white dress. I want the bloody flowers. I want the you crawling across the floor to rip the garter off my leg with your teeth, because that's fun at every wedding and not weird.
I hate that bit. That's the grossest bit.
Oh my God, it was so funny. Mark's dad got married and they did that. And this is like this year. And it was fucking amazing. He's like in his 60s and he's crawling along the floor. And, you know, he's not the most limber man, so it's taking a while. And he's just so long. He's crawling and then getting it off. And they're like, woo, they're going to fuck later. Woo. But they're very cute and they're very in love. So it was fun to watch, but also weird.
It is weird. It's very strange because nobody's ever done that. In outside of the married night. So it's like, wait, what? Why are we doing this?
I guess it's probably just from when women used to actually wear garters and it's just stayed since then. Because I guess if you're really ravenous, you might rip underwear off with your teeth.
Surely that's just going to take way more time. And if you're ravenous, you're not going to be into the time thing.
Yeah, I think it sounds good in your head, but then when you try to do it, you're like, I can't get my teeth around it.
I think it happened from back in the day when heaps of people they had their arms cut off in the war. And the only way for them to get the garter off was to bite it off. Because they weren't as good with their toes as I am.
If only I had that Danielle toes dexterity.
The other night in the living room, I'd never showed this to our housemate, Bars, and I just went into the living room when Bars was eating his dinner, and I was like, Bars, name a thing you don't think I could pick up with my feet. And he's like, just naming things around the room, and I'm picking them up with my feet. And he's like, that's pretty good. He's like, what about the ceramic dog? I'm like, oh, easy.
I want to live with you for that, and also because you'd clean everything.
You might pass out from the fumes. I think Jono's house at the moment smells like like the worst swimming, like indoor hot swimming pool.
Do you remember that smell? Actually, yeah, I love that.
It's gross.
I love that smell.
That like over chlorine bleachy smell.
Oh, I love that.
Well, it
reminds me of when I first got boobs.
Why?
Because I had to wear like a bathing suit and I could see them like popping through. And like just the breast tissue like was just under my nipple. And I was like, they're there though. And I remember the boys in school being like, I see them. And I was like, yep, they're there.
We're all having a look today.
I'm becoming a woman, everyone. Nah, that's fun.
I thought that Tate's answer to the engaged by the end of the year question was very funny, which was he knew that if he said no, she would break up with him.
Yeah.
So he said, if it feels right, and then she was like, what makes it feel right? And then he said, time.
More than the end of this year, time.
And then he was like, you could tell that she and him, like, she was like, time. And then he was like, oh, fuck. I mean, like, you know, like, you need to spend time together, maybe live together for a little bit so that you know what it's like or something. But definitely not, like, I'm not putting, like, a time period on it. Yes, by the end of the year, easy, done. Oh, my God.
And then she was like, oh. Idiot. Yeah, and then he said something about she said something about like what stopped you in the past, or I don't know. He said that sometimes he has self-doubt and he can like doubt a partner, and she was like, "Now he has self-doubt? I'm 100% sure in every decision that I make in my life."
Yeah,
I'm so worried that this man has ever doubted anything before. Oh no.
Yeah.
Allie, and then she says at one point, "Can you promise me that you'll never walk away?" And he says, I can't promise that. Like a normal human being.
Yeah. Nobody can promise that any rule, even if you get married,
yeah,
you cannot promise that you will never walk away.
No, you can get divorced after 20 years. Yeah. It happens a lot.
Like, it's not, yeah. It's not crazy.
Yeah. Anything being like, can you promise we'll be together forever is like, red not flag. Real.
Red flag,
it's
weird.
It's not real. Or it's just like, you know, it's like, yeah, we'll be together forever. It's
or
like,
till death do us part.
Yeah.
loophole. I'm going to kill her. Sorry, that's not Tate. That's Charlie. I'm getting confused.
All right. And then she's basically like, are you going to tell me you love me if we get to the... Oh, no, wait. Yeah. Like, are you going to tell me you love me if we get to the end? And he's... I mean, that's what she's sort of saying. And then he's like, yeah, but not before that. I'm not going to say that while you still have a bunch of other boyfriends.
Yeah.
And she goes, he seems like a risk. Because he's not... Because he won't tell you he loves you right now. Yeah. He's an adult human being. I'm so sick of her. She can't handle people being, like, honest and, like, reasonable. Yeah. And...
Well, she wants life to be God. A rom-com fairy tale.
Anyway, he doesn't get a rose. No one's getting a rose. They have the cocktail party. Daniel says, I need to talk to her. I need to say something to her. There's something I have to tell her. And then he runs out of time. He was about to say something and then someone interrupts and he doesn't get to say it. We'll never find out what it was. I'm sure it wasn't anything cool. No. And then Tate starts panicking that he didn't open up enough or give her enough because he starts talking to the other guys and realizing how much they've put their hearts on the line. And he's like, oh, fuck. And then he's going to do it, but then he runs out of time too.
I don't think any of them put their hearts on the line.
Charlie and Bill were, I think they're a bit more.
Oh, sorry, I forget about them because nothing Charlie says seems real. Like everything seems
he's
like
a fairy tale.
Yes. He's a prince. Don't you think that everything he says seems like there's a veil up and it's just like this fake bullshit?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Absolutely I do.
Good.
Ah, we love that wine.
Yum.
Ooh, let's talk about what do white women talk about? I mean, literally anything we've talked about.
Yeah, I was like, Naomi.
No, I mean, like, more hardcore white women. Let's talk about laser hair removal.
Love it.
Do you really?
I think, yeah, it's fine. I haven't had it done in ages, but.
Oh, you do that?
I've had it done a bit. I stopped doing the sessions because I started dreading them.
Really?
Because, like, the first few weren't that painful and then after a while they got real painful and one of the ones shit. I came out of, I think it was, like, maybe, like, my seventh or eighth session because you're supposed to, like, 10 sessions or something.
Mm.
And I, like, walked out, like, and I was like, oh, my God, I feel like I've just come out of trauma. That was, like, having fire whipped onto my underarms.
Great. Well, I just bought 4 sessions, so I am excited to do that, especially because I have a very low pain threshold.
Where are you getting it done?
Underarms.
Yeah.
Lower half of my legs and Brazilian.
Okay, yes.
But I don't know if this is too much information for all our listeners.
I'm going to let you know the pussy hurts.
Well, yes, I've gotten waxed before, but okay. I don't want to get the whole thing gone.
Yeah.
So I'm nervous because I was like, what do I just get bikini? And she was like, no, bikini is like literally just like the corners of the front.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, I definitely want my asshole lasered. So yeah. We'll get the, she's like, you can get the Brazilian and then you can just, and I'm like, okay, how do I decide how much, like what area to leave?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you just like shave whatever area you want done and then we'll just do that. And I was like, so I decide, you're not going to like give me a shape or something like that. And now I'm nervous because I don't know what, I don't know what shape of pubes I want to decide for the rest of my life.
Just, oh, it's not going to be for the rest of your life. It'll, like, thin it out heaps, but it will, like, bits will come back, you know.
Yeah. I'm just nervous that I'm going to do it wonky.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. One of the things I will let you know about is that they, one of the most embarrassing moments of my life.
Oh, no.
Was when I shaved. Went for my laser and they, the lady was like, just hold up a sec. And then she reshaved me because I did not do a good enough job. And I was like, okay, I am holding my asshole in the air and you are shaving it.
Oh, that's so funny, Danielle.
You idiot.
I can't fucking see my own asshole, man.
Yeah, I'm actually also nervous about like shaving that, say, shaving that whole area properly, because I'm like, what? I need to get a mirror or something.
Usually yeah, and then I the mirror fogs up in the bathroom. I'm just
it
going
is
in
so
blind.
Hard to be us. Anyway, I'm really excited for all that pain that I'll go through.
I would love to do the lower half of my legs, but I don't. My hairs aren't black, so I can't get it done.
Okay. Oh my god, I went there. I haven't shaved my legs in ages, right? I've recently shaved them, but before that they were like super long, and I was like at the place and I was like, I don't know if my leg hairs are like dark enough to get like laser hair. And I was there and I was like, can you just look, like, do you think that's dark enough? And then she was like, yeah. I was like,
okay. Ouch.
That's what I'll be saying when they shoot laser beams at my pubic hair. And now everyone knows that I'm doing it, and I think that's good.
I don't think the first ones will hurt as much. So, like, the first ones will be the
easiest. I heard the first ones are the hardest because you have the most hair.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember. I just remember the last ones. But although maybe I've heard that sometimes they up the, like,
yeah,
the wattage, and maybe that's why. Maybe they like just actually put a fire on me, because I walked out. You walk out just being like, whoa, that's red. They have literally put a laser on me. That is insane.
Maybe it was someone who went to see one of your gigs and they didn't like it, and then
how
they
dare
were
you?
Just
nobody
like
hates it. People do hate it sometimes. You win some, you lose some.
Danielle, famously unpolarizing comedian.
No, yeah, people they either love me or they hate me.
Yeah, I think my favorite bit of yours is the elephant abortion joke.
Goes well.
Anyway, Daniel goes home, obviously. There was no way he was making it to hometowns. Good on you, Daniel. I hope you have fun with your... Oh, he's a personal trainer.
Yeah, he's
I forgot
a personal
again.
Trainer. Yeah.
He's lying. He's a real estate agent. Anyway, okay. Now it's time for the next episode. I want
yes,
more wine.
I was just going to say wine break.
Wine time.
Wine break. Okay. BRB, we're topping up our wine.
Me. Let's play like a... We'll play a little like... interval music. We don't sing it, we'll just play it. You understand? Okay.
Just double that or triple it until it takes us together.
You're editing this one, so unfortunately I have no control. Okay, we're back. Danielle.
Sorry.
Why are you texting?
I've got to keep up everybody in the loop.
Who?
Jono. He needed to know.
Your long-term partner?
Yes. He needed to know what the bedroom smelt like. And I said rice paper rolls because that's what I had for dinner.
Mixed with bleach. So someone, we just literally got a message and it was, I only started listening to this podcast the other day and I have no interest in The Bachelor, but this is great. Also, can I see the pig, please? So you can do that.
Yep, I'll send that piggy through.
Send that on. Cool. Anyway, what are we doing?
We're doing episode 10.
What are we doing?
That's what I sound like.
Todd hometown.
Todd time. It's Todd time. They're in a forest. He says, I'm the first boy on hometowns. I love that he calls himself a boy.
Boy.
And then they make out and there's so much tongue. They go tongue first, which I think is fucked up.
You don't what?
I think it's fucked up when people kiss tongue first. Like, you see the tongue go in before the lips close.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. It's like when I see a parrot, that's how a parrot eats food.
Yeah.
It, like, picks up the seed with its tongue and then it rubs it in between his beak, pulling the seed off it. Yuck. It's not what I want to think about when I'm kissing my partner. Sunflower.
That's not so bad. They see a waterfall. Fuck. I did not write that down that many notes here. And it's because my friend came over And he was like, I need to make masks for people paid me to make them a costume, he said, for this thing. I'm going to come over and we can do arts and crafts. I'm getting paid for it. You're not. And I was like, come over. But to be fair, I did use his likeness in my pilot and a lot of his stories. So I was like, we're even.
Yeah.
So I did that. I made a mask while watching this and trying to like write down notes. And then also like him and Mark just screaming at the television being like, this is fucking dumb and boring and I hate it.
Yeah.
Good. And I was like, you aren't wrong. You aren't wrong.
No, you aren't wrong. I pretty much found Todd's. Listen, the last two hometowns are the ones that are interesting, really.
Yeah, they are.
Todd's hometown, I mean, yeah, they went on a hike, boring. Then they went over to Todd's house. Todd's sister thought Allie was too old.
Mm.
She said that their 3-year plans don't add up.
They don't add up.
It's true, they don't add up.
Yeah, they're like, so she has like 3 other boyfriends. How's that? And he goes, I'll be legit. It's hard. What the fuck, Todd? What is... What? Okay, so Todd's 26, right?
Yeah.
Which is not very old.
That's the same age as me.
Yeah. And you're not that old.
No.
And then he's like a sales guy.
Yep. And he wants to join the police.
Suddenly, for the first time ever, we hear this plan of him being a police officer. Mm. What the fuck? Also, who wants to be a police... See, I don't hate police officers as a concept, but no. I just think the people who are drawn to it are... A lot of the time, they're people who just, like, want power. And I don't know. It grosses me out.
It's also, like, an entry. I think it's, like, as long as you pass the psych test and stuff, it's pretty much, like, an entry level, like, position.
Yeah.
And so then, but you get paid okay.
Yeah.
You know? Which is why another comic was talking to me, and he was like, yeah, I found out you can sign up to the police force. He was like, I was looking at jobs where you don't need any qualifications to join up to them, but you get paid okay. And the police force, as long as you can pass the physical and the mental, you can sign up to until you're 50. And then I was like, let's make a pact that if neither of us are successful at comedy, by the time we're 50, we'll become police officers.
I wanted to pose. Mark put up, so I don't know, I feel like I said this on the podcast. So I made Danielle that cross stitch. And one of the things that inspired me was that Danielle made me a present on my birthday, which mm-hmm. was she drew that picture of me covered in cum.
Yeah.
And Mark's put it up on his bedside table now. Just thought you might want to know that. I'll post a picture of that because it's really beautiful. Because we had like a bunch of paintings that we were like waiting to hang up and then that got lost in the shuffle and now it's just like proudly displayed.
I like it. He can look at you every night and then he can look at the drawing I did of you covered in cum every night before he
yeah, and compare. His light off. so Todd wants to be a police officer, but and it's his 3-year plan is to get into the police force, which isn't, he's like, I need 3 years before I'll be financially like independent enough to have kids. And it's like by 3 years she wants to have been married with kids.
Yeah.
Also, marriages, weddings cost a bit, and there's no way Allie doesn't want like
a big fucking
yeah, wedding. A lavish wedding.
Yeah.
Someone on and Twitter
needs
like,
them to move to Adelaide.
Well, that's just gonna save you money, surely. No one's there. Nothing's there. I feel like we're alienating all our Adelaide listeners.
Do we have any Adelaide listeners?
I don't know. How many listeners do we have?
I don't know. I don't have
like
a check.
5. Someone on Twitter was like, Todd's plan isn't to become a police officer, it's to become famous from the show. And I was like, that's a pretty good point.
Yeah.
Because this police plan has come out of nowhere and it's like he needed like a plan to have enough money for a kid. But if he ends up with Ali, of course they're going to get money from like sponsorships and stuff.
Yeah. He's also the most like, I think... Instagram-y one of them, like the one who could end up with a career in something, because he's quite wellish spoken. Also, quick side thing, Osher Gunsberg, the host of The Bachelor / The Bachelorette, has a new line of audiobooks coming out, which is he's just reading books, but the audiobooks are targeted at dogs.
Oh my God.
So that you can play them when you leave the house for your dog. And he's reading like Pride and Prejudice and The Hobbit and things like that, but in a specific way that is apparently good for dogs to listen to.
Oh, actually, someone sent me that. Someone sent me that. Sorry. A, I'm drunk now. B, someone sent me that when I was really drunk. And then I was like, oh, my God. And then they also said, like, that dogs actually like listening to their owner. Like, recordings of their owner can calm them. So then I was like, I'm just going to put on Batch Bitch podcast when I leave the house and Tarzo's home. But then that will probably leave him very distressed.
No, he'll be fine. He'll love it.
Todd King. Okay, his name's Todd King. What my plan is to look up all of them on Instagram and see who is the most ready for fame. I'm not finding him. I'm not finding a Todd King.
Let me...
Is that not him?
Do, 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 do.
I don't think Todd King's on Instagram.
I think his name might be Todd Hazelwood on Instagram, but let me look it up.
You think?
Well, I googled... I just googled Todd the Bachelorette or whatever. But it might not be him, but it also might be
Todd
him.
Hazelwood like is an Australian racing car yeah. driver.
Well, I just googled a thing.
Okay, so he's definitely not on Instagram, but it could be a good launch, but then he would have done it already. Okay, Tate has 18,300 followers.
No, Todd has Instagram.
Where?
Just did he block me? He's got 16.6
really?
Thousand followers. His name is Todd G. King.
Mm.
Yeah, he's got 16.6 or something. Who else is still in it who's got it?
Tate has 18.3. I follow Charlie on Instagram, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, for gossip.
Charlie's got 20.7.
Charlie's got what?
20.7.
Why is he winning? And then Bill probably has the least because he's the least hot of these four, right?
Bill. Yeah, Bill's a fucking weirdo. Bill has 14.7.
Yeah. Duh. Who's surprised? Not me.
Yeah. Well, oh, yep.
Bill Todd's, Shorten has heaps more.
Todd's date was, yep, everything.
This has gone off the rails, hasn't
everything
it?
Happened. Nothing happened. Todd's family, the girls ended up liking Allie.
Yeah.
Even though she's definitely two.
I did like it. They were like, well, oh, yeah. They were like, why did it take you so long to go on a single date with Todd? And she's like, well, obviously the loudest guys caught my attention first, you yeah. know. So then I ended up spending time with them first. And she's like, well, if you end up together, will you get distracted by...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now the men. She's like, no. What the I'm not exclusive with Todd. Yeah. Like, it's weird. Anyway, and then they're like, your three-year plans don't match up. What do you have to say about that? And she's like, well, I have a biological clock, so, which is, like, fair. Also, I think she really wants to be, like, a hot mum and, like, wear leggings and, like, walk down the street with the pram and then get into a, like, big SUV and wear, like, caps.
Isn't that the dream for everyone?
That's, like, my sister's dream for sure. Like, that's what she does. You should see my sister's Instagram. She's just, like... She's so beautiful. She just, like, wears Lorna Jane and then just, like, her kid, her little boy, he's, like, a year old or something. Oh, no, he's got to be way older. A year and a half or something. He knows, he's, like, he's, like, a baby, right? He doesn't know very much, but he knows squat. And so, like, because she does so many squats,
yeah.
He just, like, does squats of his own accord now. She's really living the dream.
That's the good stuff. All right, let's move on. Allie and Tate's...
He says he's falling for her. That's just important to say.
Moving on. Allie and Tate's date. It's in Ballarat. Yes. Because that is a boring place, but I mean, no, Ballarat's fine.
Actually, the most time I've spent in Ballarat is at the courts, going to the family courts with my sister to try and get an IVO.
Well, I've been to the place. I mean, that is depressing.
It is depressing, and it was. But I spent a lot of time with my sister. So
that's nice.
That was nice.
But they went to this Italian place that me and Jono went for my birthday last year.
The Forge.
Yeah,
you went to the Forge.
Yeah.
I got Mark out because he used to live in Ballarat. And did I was he? Like, and yeah. And then when Tate's family came up, he's like, wait, I know her. And I was like, really? And he's like, no. And I was like, fuck you.
I liked Tate's mum. I thought she was a sweetie.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I didn't really pay much attention.
Tate's sister was, yeah, protective. Phil, who was Tate's friend, was snarky and rude. He was, I never write anything that anybody says. These are my critiques.
I barely absorbed anything from this date. I was just excited that it was in Ballarat because I know Ballarat.
Yeah.
And it's nice. It's cold and it's nice.
Well, yeah, this was
pretty much... But don't go to the courts.
Yeah, I'll plan on not going to the courts.
Okay, cool. Especially not level one because they keep the victims on the ground level and then the perpetrators on level one.
That's depressing.
And then they walk past on level one and look down over the balcony at all the victims.
Oh.
And it's horrifying. Anyway.
Yeah, that was pretty much just a regular family night. The family seemed like a normal family.
Yeah, who cares?
Boring.
Next.
Bill is in Melbourne.
Oh, my God. This is wild. Okay, first of all, okay, we open. We open. Bill is just standing in an alleyway doing literally nothing, just like facing one way.
At the camera.
And then Allie just creeps up behind him. This is the
For
weirdest.
For like a few hundred meters.
This is the weirdest thing. Who did this? Who decided this was a good idea? Like, they just made him stand there. It's so weird. And she's just.
It's in a graffiti laneway. It's cool. It's hip. Yeah. It's Melbourne.
I'm surprised he wasn't fucking holding a flat white, to be honest.
He was holding a green juice.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Green juice? What is this, Sydney? Fuck off. Anyway.
Well, Ali had just made one at the start of the episode. So I'm assuming that maybe there's some sort of...
Ali's wannabe Sydney. I can't believe she wants to live in Adelaide. And now I've said that remarkable commentary, so you're going to have to leave that nose blow in.
I'm going to cut it out.
Fuck you. She creeps up on him. It's so weird. And then they hang out somewhere. I didn't even catch what it was. I'm not paying attention. But he's like, my family isn't here. So you're going to meet two of my best mates who I've known for ages, these two guys. And then you're also going to meet, oh, yeah, they're at a dog park. And he says, you're going to meet another girl that I met here at the dog park.
Mm-hmm.
Amy.
Amy, yep, Amy.
A girl that I met at the dog park. She's like,
what?
Okay. And it's not like they've been friends for 10 years or something. They met a year ago. That's yeah. Not that long.
And then they're doing dinner at her house.
Yeah, so it's her dad's house? Or yeah. No, it's her house and her dad's cooking dinner or something?
Yeah, but her dad's not featured in it. And then he's like, yeah, and two of my mates who I've known for 10 years, but they don't seem to say anything. And they look 10 years younger than him.
Oh, he just has grey hair.
Yeah, but those two boys look like teenage boys.
I don't recall ever seeing them on screen. Okay. Sorry.
One of them looks like a 13-year-old boy who had gone through a growth spurt and had gotten real lanky and tall very fast. And then the other one looked like a 23-year-old with a weird half-grown man bun.
He probably met them all at the dog park and doesn't really know their ages because he's never needed to.
Yep.
Okay. So it's weird. And they're obviously giving this girl like their like ex-girlfriend edit. They're like literally splicing in every single thing she says. And she's like, oh, look, they're holding hands. And then they just like put that. And then the music behind it's like.
They showed a clip of her at the start, like talking to the mates too without Bill there. And she made a joke about like how Bill, it would be funny if Bill hit on her.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Wow. What a slut. And yeah, she's getting the bad edit. And then I feel like she was trying to make Ali talk about Grant. Did you get that vibe at one point? Because she was like, so you've had a lot of public breakups. Like, what do you say about that? She was basically, I'm sure she was asking about that.
Yeah, and I think Ali's she just like, wanted to reference it.
fuck you. She's asking all that. She's being the person asking the hard questions. But Ellie's like, you met at a dog. Like, who are you?
Yeah.
Which is absolutely fair. And then at one point, Ellie's just like, so have you dated? She's like, yeah. which is so funny. It's so funny. So they went on a couple dates.
Yep.
And then Ellie's like, so, and then what? Now you're just friends. And then Amy's like, you're not letting this go, are you?
Yeah.
Like, no, this is fucking weird. This is weird. We're supposed to be meeting his family and like his family just aren't there.
Well, his mum and dad are overseas and his brother is busy with work.
His brother doesn't want to be part of this ridiculous spectacle. No.
Absolutely not. I get that. Yeah. Yep. Anyway, that's pretty much the whole date from them.
Yeah, it's just Ellie being like,
what the fuck is happening? And Charlie sitting outside with the boys.
Bill?
Yeah, Bill sitting outside with his mates. Well, and he's like, it's going well in there. I think it's going well.
Yeah. Ellie's having a full meltdown.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's like, oh, I remember at the end, he's like, oh, I thought that was like, didn't we have a good day? Like, that was so good. And she's like, yeah, enlightening or something like that. Oh, yeah, she was like very telling.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, love you. None the wiser. And then, oh, my God. See, okay, so with this, I started trying to do it verbatim because I honestly think you just have to hear this whole thing. Okay, let's get to it. And then I think I'm just going to play it because I'm like, I can't keep up with this. This is too much content. That's just horrifying.
Yeah, it is bad.
So we meet Charlie. He's at Coogee Beach. Mm-hmm. And the first thing Ellie says is, there's two Charlies, fun Charlie and intense Charlie. I want fun Charlie today. If you end up together, you can't decide which Charlie you're going to get.
No.
How is this not like a huge red flag? I just like... There being two sides to him is just like, he's a monster.
Yeah, he's a big monster. I don't like him.
That is shocking.
I've said it before and I'll say it again.
And this is what Charlie says. He says, the tables have turned. I get to scrutinize her a bit and see how she reacts like she's done to me.
You've scrutinized her the whole time, Charlie.
What a monster. So then they're like hanging out on a cliff and then my friend who I was making the masks with was like, oh, that's a suicide cliff. And I was like, hope he jumps. And then, yeah, they sit there hanging out for a bit and then he's like, oh, I have to tell her that there's going to be no dinner. That's the background music.
He's not going to act like things are peachy. Creamy,
peachy,
fine.
Creamy. Peachy. That's not what. That's not the saying.
All peaches and cream.
It's not all peachy creamy.
It's not all good. Charlie's not friends with his family. He doesn't like him at all.
Yeah, and he says
none of them like him either.
He says, "Love me for who I am. Love me for how I think, or don't love me at all."
It looks like his family. Yeah, don't love it.
And I'm like, last option, bitch. So he said that his cousin's partner and his auntie were going to be there, but they're not now. And I'm like, why isn't it your actual family?
Yeah. I thought it was funny that when he started talking about this stuff, Ali said, Charlie is rearing his ugly head again.
Yeah, that's what she said. Intense Charlie is rearing. Yeah. I wrote that down and I was like, maybe I just paraphrased. Surely she didn't say that.
She said that, yep.
Okay, should we just play? I feel like we just have to play it.
This isn't a normal love story. I'm not going to pretend like everything's peachy creamy.
I said it exactly how we said it.
Oh, you absolutely did. Yeah. I wrote it down, peachy creamy. I was like, you fucking idiot. Okay, hang on.
I thought you were making fun of me before.
No. Okay. He's an idiot.
Well, don't love me at all.
Not at all, bitch. Okay, hang on. We're getting back to it. I got ad blocker, so we won't have to sit through that.
Okay. I don't know if I'm going to be able to share back how I'm feeling.
I can't give you the answer now.
I don't want the answer now. I'm not asking for it now. Okay. No, I'm not asking for it now at all. Do what you do best and go away and think about it. I'm yours if you want it. You know, I'm open and you need to let me know that.
Seriously?
do what I do best and go and think about it? Oh, thank you for allowing me to go and do that. I'm pissed off.
I honestly, I can't believe you thought this was going to work. Okay. So he basically says, I'm not going to introduce you to my family until it's just us because I don't want to, like, we need to be exclusive if this is going to go any further.
No, I think he was saying I don't really have a good relationship with my family, but I'm also not ready to say I love you and I'm not willing. I don't think I want to be a part of this until you can be exclusive with me.
Ah, I didn't get that vibe that he was like, I don't get along with my family. I think there's a big chance that he probably doesn't, because that Daily Mail article where they said that, like, he had a son, yeah, and whatever, and, like, obviously this is a comment on the Daily Mail, so, like, who knows how real it is, but it was like, yeah, he doesn't have contact with the kid and the his family are really mad at him for it.
Yeah.
Did you just itch your ear with the microphone?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, and did you hear my earring?
A little bit, headphone? Yeah, you can hear it. I love it. I love that texture for the pod.
And can I go and ask him? Because I need to. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You're okay?
Yeah. Yourself? How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Let's have a seat. You. Yeah.
It's a bit fresh here.
It is. Look, I just wanted to have a conversation with you because there are a lot of questions that have been running through my mind ever since our conversation.
I thought that might be the case, yeah.
Yeah. And can you explain to me what you feel at this moment with me?
Exactly the same as I said to you at my hometown. I'm 100% committed. I'm completely invested. I can see a future with you.
Mm-hmm.
I can see myself falling in love with you. And that's the one thing missing.
What?
It just being you and me. The issue for me is, and it really heats me up, is that we are not exclusive. Because you are committed to other people in the alley. You're seeing someone else. It's not right. In the real world, you'd call it unfaithful. But here, it's the bachelorette.
And you've known that I haven't been exclusive to you from the day dot.
Yeah,
so I don't know what it is now that you feel like you can't fall in love with me because I can't be exclusive.
The emotion is at such a high and I care so much that it's actually hit me.
So you feel like you're...
I want this more than anything, but to know that there's other people involved, it kills me. It eats me up. You have the final say in this, Ali. I don't. I can't help but be confused.
You can't help but not want the control.
I do need choice. I need control of myself. I need to be me.
Yeah.
I need to be real, and that's it. And I've been that since day dot, and I'm being that right now. I've laid this out to you. And if it doesn't work for you, then just say so, Ali. It means you and me were never meant to be.
Okay, is that what you want me to say?
No, it's not what I want you to say. See, you...
I feel like
don't
you
twist my words.
I'm not twisting your words. I'm trying to comprehend what you're telling me.
No, you're thinking worst-case scenario and thinking negative towards what I said.
Are you telling me what I'm feeling?
Ali, again, I can fall in love with you. I am falling in love with you. Can I express that to you and hear why you're dating three other guys? No. And I'm sorry. That's just the raw emotion inside me. As soon as you and me are exclusive and it's just you and me, Jesus Christ, it'll probably come out and it'll feel more amazing than ever.
So, have you said this to make me respond in action? Have you done this to test me?
Honestly, in a way, yes, I have as such. If I'm not the one you're looking for and you're not getting those emotions now, then this is your chance with what's going on, knowing exactly how I feel right now, to let me go. That was all this was.
I feel like it's a cop-out.
It's not a cop-out. It's real.
I feel like it is. It is. It's something that someone scared would do. It's like, you know, I'm not willing to fight for you. If you want to let me go, let me go.
It's not about fighting for you, Ali.
What is it?
Not everything's a fairy tale.
Oh, I know. Everything is not a fairy tale.
She stood up. He's sitting. He stands up.
Is this goodbye then?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You're fine?
because I had my doubts, and you're giving me clarity now.
It was a test.
No, it's because he has no emotion for
her. I know you don't get it, and that's a real shame. Did you go away and think about this properly, or did you just think about the worst case scenario?
I thought about this properly.
Okay, good. Then what would you like to do, Ali?
You're just so cool about all this.
What can I say to you, Ali?
Don't go. Like, have faith in us.
Well, and try and change your decision. This is your decision, Ali.
Yes, try and change my decision, because that's exactly what I would do.
I'm not going to beg for you, Ali. I'm not going to get on my hands and knees now and go, please don't go, please don't go.
Okay, leave.
I was hoping it wouldn't play out that way.
Yeah, he thought he was going to manipulate her.
I was hoping it wouldn't. Oh my god, the first time and the second time and now the third time I watched that, I just burst out laughing. Oh, she told me to leave. Well, fuck.
Yeah, you can't just keep manipulating her. She was clearly never going to be manipulated by you.
No, she wasn't. Which is really good to watch that on screen.
To see how she was like, wait, what? Why are you...
Why are you telling me what I'm doing?
You understand this is the process, right? Don't tell me how I'm thinking.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you can't be like, this
is... Don't test me. Don't try and manipulate me. Don't tell me how I'm thinking.
Yeah, right? She's like, I'm trying to figure this out. And he's like, no, you're not. This is what you're doing. Don't tell her what she's doing. I'm so glad that she's sticking up for herself and she's like, okay, go home then.
Well, because like, it's like if somebody talks to you like that, they're trying to like gaslight you.
Yeah.
They're changing what they're saying all the time. He's like, that's not what I'm trying to say. And it's like, but you just said it. What?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh? He's like, I'm here to tell you that I'm ready to spend the rest of my life with you. I'm not going to fight for you, all right? I'm not going to like get on my knees. What do you want from me?
I'm not going to beg for you.
Which like I kind of understood it when Robert said it, but when Charlie says it, I hate it.
Yeah, because when Robert said it, he meant like that he wanted her to have like to make the decision to pick him off her own and understand that he like expects stuff from partners. He expects them to do self-development and things like that.
Yeah.
And when Charlie said it, he said it in a way to try and manipulate her.
Yeah, and I really love that she was just like, you're trying to get me to like react in action and like send the other guys home. That's what you want. You're trying to like force something. It's basically like an ultimatum.
Yeah.
Which is like
he's been trying to do with Bill all along.
Yeah. My philosophy is like if someone gives you, like if you get an ultimatum, then the person who's giving you the ultimatum is the one you say goodbye to.
Yeah. Because, it's that old like, baby fuck thing. You.
What?
The baby thing. You know those two dudes were saying they'll fight, the two mums, they're fighting over the baby. Then the king was like, well, I don't know who the baby belongs to, so I'm going to cut the baby in half. And then one of the ladies was like, all right, cut the baby in half. And then the other lady was like, ah, no, you can have the baby. I don't want to cut the baby in half. And then the king was like, the lady who didn't want to cut the baby in half, you're the mum. You have the baby.
What the fuck is that?
It's an old Bible thing.
Yeah, that's precisely what I mean.
Let me Google it.
You don't have to Google it.
Do you believe me?
I believe you.
Yeah, that's what I learned in my Catholic school.
Oh my god, that is a good tactic though. Threatened to cut the baby in half. So Charlie wanted to cut the baby in half and Ellie was like, you're not the baby's mum.
The baby's mum would never want to cut the baby in half.
Amazing analysis. I don't think Eva would want to cut the baby in half,
to
be honest.
It was called the Judgment of Solomon. I'm going to read you that. It was called... It says, the Judgment of Solomon is a story from the Hebrew Bible in which King Solomon of Israel ruled between two women, both claiming to be the mother of a child. Solomon revealed their true feelings in relation to the child by suggesting to cut the baby in two, with each woman to receive half. With this strategy, he was able to discern the non-mother as the woman who entirely approved of this proposal, while the actual mother begged that the sword might be sheathed and the child committed to the care of her rival. Some consider this approach to justice an archetypal example of an impartial judge displaying wisdom in making a ruling.
What the fuck? That's so dumb. That's literally so dumb. Imagine, okay, if I found out I was infertile, I want a child, I con my way into getting someone else's baby, and then someone says, we're going to cut the baby in half. Mm-hmm. You don't still say no, don't cut the baby in half, even it wasn't mine.
Wait, we're cutting the baby in half so that... I would say don't cut the baby in half too, because I'd be like, oh good, I never wanted the baby. Give that other lady the baby.
Just give me the arm.
Which is why I ate the baby arm recently, so I could make sure I didn't get the baby. What? Nay, tell me. I was trying to say, yeah, let's cut the baby in... Well, not cut the baby in half so that you just keep all the baby. Now I got the whole baby... I wanted the baby. I didn't want the baby.
I didn't want the baby's arm.
I wanted to eat hungry girl.
If you're a new listener, that's a callback to a previous pod where Danielle said she would rather eat a baby's arm than be forced to have a child.
Yum, yum, yum. Still agree.
And I said I would only do that at 5 kids because I have morals. Anyway, Charlie's so disgusting here, and it's like she's like he's like this would basically be immoral if we weren't on The Bachelorette. But it's like, yeah, but cunt, you are on The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
So you know what the process is. You know she can't dump all. Even if she was in love with you and she was going to choose you, she can't dump all the other guys at once. This like people's jobs rely on this.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real thing. You can't just fuck a production like this. She has to keep them. Whatever. You have to deal with it. Your little ultimatum is not going to work. And she says it. She's like, you are just trying to control the situation. Yeah, he is. And then he says, I'm trying to control myself. No, you're not.
Yeah.
The only thing you haven't done this entire season is control yourself. You want to control everyone else. You do not want to control yourself. You're fine with how fucking insane you are. No, I'm so mad. What else was I going to say? You talk.
Yeah, I think he's crazy.
Oh, the other thing is, like, he's saying how, like, immoral this is and how bad it is. She's been there. He's not telling her anything she doesn't know. She's been on The Bachelor. She understands this. She got to the top three and then she got her heart broken.
Yeah.
She knows it at its worst.
Yeah, he said that if he was... He said something earlier in the thing or something about how, like, if she was in his position, she would feel the exact same way. And she was like, no. Also, I have been in your position.
Yeah.
So
she knows what she's talking about. And it was just like so good to see her stand up for herself. We actually got an email. Okay, wait, let's get to the end of this. So, whatever. He's like, oh my God, I just like my notes. I just started like keyboard mashing because I was so fucking mad. Anyway, he leaves because she's like, fuck off. And then he's basically like, well, it's unfortunate because she's making a mistake and she's going to choose the wrong person. It's like, you mean she's not going to choose you? You're not the right person. You have issues. The devastating thing is that on his Instagram today, so we're recording this the day after he got booted. Mm-hmm. This is the day where they go and do all the interviews. He is with Dasha.
Yeah.
Dasha's on his Instagram. Dasha went along with him to all his interviews.
Yeah.
For like Hit FM and whatever. How horrifying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dasha, please.
Please, get away from him.
Please, you have to leave.
He is going to hurt you. You do not deserve that, Dasha.
Allegedly.
Okay, fine, allegedly, whatever.
He is very controlling. He scares me. He scares me.
Nothing he says seems real. He never seems like he's not putting on a, like, facade.
Yeah, manipulating, trying to achieve something, trying to achieve some sort of goal. Okay, so we got an email that I initially, the subject says, this is sexism.
Okay.
And I was like, the way this was written in anger. And then when I originally read it and Mark was reading it over my shoulder, I was like, oh my God, they're mad at us. But then I was like, oh no, they're just mad at the show and they love us. And I was like, this is great. So their name's Marty. They also comment on, they like tweeted us a lot, which I love.
Okay.
So they say, I'm a frequent tweeter and Instagram commenter. Yes. Basically what they say is that, obviously, they're upset with Charlie. Specifically, Charlie demonstrating blatant gaslighting behavior, which he culminated in his final day with Ali, and that behavior being validated by Channel 10. So they're talking about how Channel 10 posted, like, a picture of him and they were like, we wish you only love and happiness. And then this person commented, thank you to The Bachelorette for failing to recognize Charlie's toxicity and abusive behavior. And then they deleted their comment.
What?
Yeah. They deleted the comment. And so basically, like, are they normalizing this kind of behavior if they're not even allowing people to point it out? Because, like, and I think that's such a valid thing because, like, I know last season they were talking about how, like, bad the bullying and stuff was like that. And, like, though bullying is bad, like, this stuff is so much worse in terms of, like,
worse.
Women die every week from this. And this is the bullshit. These are all the signs. And so if people are watching this and they're just seeing Charlie as, like, some normal guy, I take solace in the fact that Ali is being there being like, no, this behavior isn't okay and you have to leave.
This is
so
what
that's
he was
good.
Willing to do in front of a camera crew.
Right.
What would he be willing to do if you were home alone with him and you did something he didn't like?
Exactly.
He's a big man.
It scares me. And like this pattern of behavior, I don't know. I've been so worried about talking about this and like, are we going to get sued for defamation? Because the defamation laws in Australia are very strong. But like this sort of behavior, whatever, maybe it ends there for Charlie, but this sort of behavior is characteristic of the type of men who abuse women and control them and end up fucking murdering them. And like women die all the time from this shit. And yeah, I think they are normalizing it.
Yeah.
To be honest, because like if they're like, it's one thing to show it on TV. I don't think showing something is necessarily bad. Like you can show something that's bad and it can create awareness or make people think about it and stuff like that. I don't think that if something's bad, you shouldn't show it. I think there are times like, I don't know. I guess there are limits. I think it's a complicated issue and oh my God, I'm a little bit drunk, but like there's a lot of rape scenes in like Game of Thrones. I think that is gratuitous and you don't need to show that much because that's for entertainment. Whereas like there's been other shows that have talked about like school shootings and stuff like that. And it's like people find that offensive because it's like too soon or whatever. But it's like that's stuff we need to talk about. And just because we're showing something that's like upsets you doesn't necessarily mean it's wrong.
Somebody else has I can't remember the joke, but somebody in comedy has a joke about school shootings and then they say like everybody's always like it's too soon for a school shooting but I wrote that joke 4 years ago and it's always too soon.
Yeah.
There's always just been one or just about to be one and like when? When can I say this joke?
Literally never.
Yeah.
Just on a side note, there's a TV show based on the movie Heathers that I highly recommend everyone watch because it got completely panned because it got banned in America because it's about school shootings and they kept trying to air it, but every time they went to air it, they had to postpone it because there was another school shooting.
Oh.
And it is such a good show and everyone found it really, really offensive and I really want to go on a rant about it, but maybe when The Bachelorette is done because we don't have the time right now. But I love this show and get Stan. If you don't have Stan, just like there's a 30-day trial that you can get. If you're in America, you can't watch the whole show because they've literally like censored it and banned it. Because
get one of those.
It's crazy.
Get one of those things.
VPN?
Yeah. Do you want to hook me up with one of them? Because he's a nerd and I don't know how.
Tech boy. Anyway, watch that show. We're not talking about that. I don't think this is necessarily bad, but for them to delete a comment about it, I think is bad.
Do you think they deleted the comment or do you think maybe they got hate and some they just deleted it themselves because they didn't want to deal with it?
Well, someone brought it up that maybe they're just like avoiding a defamation case because if they like allow people to have that discussion when they could have deleted it, I don't know if
surely
he can like
can't have defamation
come at them.
For discussing like the way like saying somebody's behavior seems manipulative. Like or saying the way
yeah,
that they
you're
were
right.
portrayed in a show seems manipulative or
cuz
like
have deleted it.
The way
that's so annoying to me.
Yeah, the way that he like, yeah, just the way that he acts on the show, the behavior that he thinks is okay, the way he feels he should be able to talk to women like that. She's just like sort of like a dumb child who needs to be guided.
The whole time.
What?
He literally says that he needs to guide her. You
she's
don't
making
need to guide
the
her.
Wrong decisions. But it's her life.
Yeah.
Just because you stalked her on Instagram and thought that you knew her from her photos and that's why you came on the show.
You fucking creep.
Yeah, you absolute weirdo. Does not mean that you are right for her. You know, when I remember being a teenager and watching the movie Troy and I thought me and hot Brad Pitt when he was playing Achilles, I thought we were meant for each other. Turns out, no. We're not meant for each other.
I'm so sorry, Danielle. That must have been devastating.
I had like, you know how we're talking about a sexual awakening last episode with Kovu?
Yes.
I had a sexual awakening the moment I saw Brad Pitt's butt when he was sleeping in Troy. And I was like, oh my God. Everybody was obsessed with Orlando Bloom. And I was like, anybody else see Brad Pitt's butt? Oh my God.
How edgy and different of you to find Brad Pitt hot.
No. I just don't know. I don't know. I don't get Orlando Bloom though.
Yeah, me either. Who is he for?
Yeah.
Miranda Kerr, I guess that's it.
Not anymore.
Oh, did they divorce?
Yeah, Naomi, like years ago.
Okay, whatever, bitch.
Seriously, he's been with, like, I don't know, he's been with somebody. Oh, didn't she, did they like have a thing? No, he was with Justin Bieber's ex for a bit or something. That little.
Huge news.
That little black-headed girl.
Black-headed girl? Blackhead?
Selena Gomez.
Do you mean hair?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you call somebody with red hair a redhead?
Yeah, that's the only one. You don't say that with a hair color that can also be a skin color.
Oh, fuck you.
And also like a skin thing.
Whatever. Everybody knew what I meant. They knew I meant black hair.
I thought you meant like she was literally a black head. Like a skin, like you need a popper. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, why would I say that? That's rude.
I don't know, because you're a bitch.
I'm not a bitch. I'm a nice lady.
Okay, so we said we were going to look up the criminal.
But we're going to do that next episode.
Yeah, because we don't have enough time here. But okay. No, I did find someone. I started to say the process I went down to see if Charlie had a criminal record. And then the two people I said this to were like, have you gone too far? They were like, please don't get sued. But I did. There's only, I want to stress this. There's only one criminal record that I could find under his name, which doesn't necessarily mean it's him. Not at all, because.
Yes, so you got to talk about my name?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So we looked up Danielle Walker. Danielle's middle name is Lee.
L-double-E.
And if you look up Danielle Lee Walker, I want to say about 30, 40 records come up.
For Danielle Lee Walker.
Just Lee.
Spelled exactly the same way as my full name. Because I looked up a few different people and I was very confused as to why, for example, Naomi's boyfriend, zero records.
Oh, well, I was not surprised by that at all.
You? Did you look up yourself?
Yeah, there were like a few.
A few. Me, however, far more than anybody that I looked up. Way, way more, to the point where I was like, what the fuck do I not know about some criminal record? Have people filed some stuff against me that I don't know about? Like, maybe I haven't updated my address for ages and I've just been sentenced heaps of shit.
Oh, yeah. I think they would probably find you.
No.
Don't you live off in public grid. Housing?
I'm off the grid, baby.
You literally live in public housing.
I'm off the grid. I'm off the grid.
I'm very excited for that. I haven't done it yet because, A, we wanted to do it on the pod, but maybe, I don't think we should do that. I think we should just come back with our findings.
Yeah, maybe you guys can tell us as well if you think we should or should not go that far.
Well, we're definitely going to go that far because I also, as I talked about last week, a certain sister of mine's ex-partner had some charges against him. Mm-hmm. And then I looked up his name, which was definitely there. And I was like, I'm going to, and they were like,
no matter what.
And they were like, do it. And I was like, well, yeah, I'm gonna. And they're like, do it fucking right now. Like, we want to know it all. So I'm gonna do it anyway. Yep. And it's gonna be a thrill. If you listen to this and there's anyone that you think we should look up whether they have a criminal record,
let us know.
Let us know. If you have a middle name, that makes it a lot easier. But I think we can probably, I don't know, I haven't looked at any of the records.
If anybody could sleuth and try and find out Charlie's name so we can or cannot make it a little bit clearer.
Definitely. That would be great. Definitely. Someone did email in, and this is obviously we do not know at all whether Charlie has had an IVO against him or not.
No.
Probably not. But someone did message in, and it's a very good point, that if you put an IVO against someone, that is actually a civil matter. It's only if they breach the IVO that it becomes a criminal matter. So that kind of thing won't come up in a criminal record.
God damn it.
Yeah. But anyway, why are you putting the microphone down?
I was going to put my shoes on and get ready to go.
You'd love to not be near me. It's crazy.
It's nighttime, Naomi.
Yeah, I know it's fucking nighttime.
I had a big week. I'm tired.
Why don't you want to spend time with me?
I'm tired.
You only want to spend time with me in the 2 hours that we have scheduled to talk every week.
2 hours is a lot of time.
Put the microphone near your mouth. 2 hours
is a lot of time.
No, it's not.
So much time. I'm an introvert, Naomi. I hate spending time with anybody.
Okay, the only review we have is clearly from my friend William, who says the title is Carpet Cleaner, and it says, Naomi, Aslan threw up on the carpet and Mum needs the cleaner back. She won't shut up about it. Miss you. William, this is not a messaging service. Please just leave a review of the podcast. So the two latest podcast reviews we have is one about a dog throwing up on the carpet, and the other one is starts with, these two are absolutely terrible, not funny, and very intimidating.
And that was an in joke.
That was a joke.
Took
review.
Us far too long to understand.
Please listen to the previous episode if you want to see how long it took us. And also
you hear the moment we go, oh, yeah. We get it.
Listen if you want to hear us quite hurt.
Yep.
To be honest, yep. While we're figuring that one out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else, Danielle? Do you have anything else to say for yourself?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm good. I think I'm ready to go.
Well, clearly, because you're gonna fucking pack up. I haven't even looked at the fucking reviews or done anything.
Well,
like
that's
that.
Your job. You're in charge of the reviews. You know, I'm not in charge of anything tech heavy.
Tech heavy?
Tech heavy. I don't do tech.
Loading a web page?
Yes, I am bad at all those things. Using the internet, I'm not good at. Sometimes when Jono's like, hey, can you Google this thing? He doesn't understand how long it takes because I'll Google like a 20-word long sentence to try and find the answer.
Mark said, he's like, you know what I love? Do you know what you taught me more than anything? And I was like, how to love, how to grow from another person, how to like have a true partnership. And he was like, no, you taught me how to Google things. Because before Netflix was in Australia, we were at William's house, and he had like a, you know, the Apple box things,
mm-hmm.
that used to be a thing and aren't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He had one of those, and they had a Netflix subscription, and the subtitles were on Netflix, and we wanted to turn them off. And so Mark went to the thing he Googled was Netflix illegal subtitles.
What?
Because it was illegal to have Netflix in Australia.
I would Google, how do I turn the subtitles off Netflix?
Yes. That's what any normal person. I Googled Apple TV Netflix subtitles, but he Googled Netflix subtitles illegal.
He's gone to Jono. Jono will try and make the smallest amount of words possible, and I'm like extending them out. But that is insane, Mark. That is crazy.
You illegal? Crazy. What will that help?
Fun drugs.
The first link is how to find drugs. Blow that nose, baby.
A blow my nose fact, and then we'll wrap up the pod.
I always want to hear a blow my nose fact.
The other day I had a big day, and I had like an hour in between two different things. Mm-hmm. And so I sat down at the Rochester pub in Melbourne, and I opened up my laptop and I started watching the Bachelorette episode 9 to write notes. And then
a
all
thrilling
of a sudden,
episode, as
thrilling.
We've seen.
Oktoberfest, beautiful. Love it. And then I heard the noise of somebody blowing their nose very loudly, exactly the same way that I blow my nose. And then I looked up to see who else blew their nose in the exact same way as me. And then I realized that a man in the kitchen was using the blender.
Was it a van?
No.
That was a funny callback.
Oh,
the
avocados
in the blender.
Sorry, I didn't get it.
And then interrupted Bill. For fuck's sake. I'm out here on my fucking own. Tell you what. Don't twist my words. Sorry, just a callback to Charlie.
Again with the callbacks.
I'm the queen of the callbacks. I'm drunk, and so we have to go.
Yes.
God, I need a piss. You should leave a review. Please don't use it to to write that we're awful as a joke, because
other people will read those and not get the joke.
Yeah, they will be like, okay, I won't listen to this. Please don't use it to just tell me things like admin. Just message me about that. Also, please leave 5 stars. I can't fault them on that. Everyone's left 5 stars.
Good work, babies.
Follow us on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. Thank you for that little echo. Send us an email if you're angry about the show. Start the email with and the subject with the I love with, you and this is not a criticism with, I love you, of you.
And this is not a criticism of you.
And then and Danielle's then a cunt.
Danielle's a cunt.
Oh, that was good. I didn't think you'd repeat that one. This that is not good. Fun. Danielle, this is not fun for anyone listening. This is not fun for me or our listeners. This is just fun for you. You're having fun? You're having fun?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad. At least someone is, for fuck's sake. Anyway, God, whatever. Do you know what's funny? Do you know what's funny?
None of the jokes you've made about The Bachelor in the last 5 minutes.
Fuck you. You know what? It wasn't funny. I take it back. Our music's by Kevin MacLeod, which we still haven't recorded.
We'll do it in a sec.
I don't know what that music will be like, so I'm sorry in advance. We'll pop it. Kevin MacLeod in conversation. And then what else? Danielle, can you help me for once? She's literally putting a shoe on right now. She wants to leave my house so badly. She hates me and my family.
Kevin MacLeod in Compotech. We did the Twitter. We did all that bullshit. No, I think we're good.
Okay. Tell us who you think is going to win. Who do you think is going to win?
Tate.
Yep.
I think Tate.
Well, it won't be Bill. There's no way it'll be Bill. It's Tate.
Yeah, it's got to be Tate because Todd's timelines don't match up. And Todd seems a bit more like, is this going to sound rude and bad, but Tate seems a bit more aligned with her mentally.
You can just say Tate's dumb.
Yeah, Tate's dumb.
They're both dumb, but they're both hot.
And that's what matters.
Yeah, he looks so muscly in a sweater, doesn't he?
Sometimes when he smiles, I'm like, there's nothing going on.
The eye. And that's fine.
That's funny. It's like a sweet dog.
Yeah, right?
A sweet little puppy.
I remember when my friend was over last night and he's like, I was like, damn, like Todd and Tate are so hot. And he's like, they're not that hot. And I was like, oh, you have to understand they're non-threatening. And that's like the hottest thing a man can be is like knowing they're probably not going to punch you in the face.
Mm, yeah.
I love that about men when they don't hit you or like threaten you or try to control you.
My fave.
All right, that's it.
Okay,
bye.
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 Bitch. Bitch.
Bitch. I thought you were going to go higher again.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.